on all of these things, we should be working as one, because it's past debate now that we have to deepen the integration movement. Simple, straightforward. We could have arguments about many details, but on that we ought not to have any argument. National solutions are at best partial, and a concerted regional approach is required to improve our economies, create wealth and jobs, and manage much better our fiscal and debt condition, and strengthen the social safety net for those who are disadvantaged. The task ahead is not easy, but we must keep our focus accordingly. We have survived and thrived and gotten over far worse challenges. Our parents and grandparents have done so. Why are we worried about this? We must be fearful. Face the challenges squarely and honestly. I urge my colleagues not to wobble on this issue and remain firm. It would be wrong to cave in to this unworthy sleight of hand by the authorities in the Dominican Republic. The persons of Haitian descent born in the Dominican Republic who have had their human rights abrogated or denied deserve CARICOM's continued support. And it still cannot be business as usual with the Dominican Republic. I say this, the people of Haitian descent who have been denied citizenship in the Dominican Republic, they look to us to give voice to the denial of their human rights.